How come a person's fingers are so tall and sharp? Like, how come your fingers like a pig's? You should have only one big fat finger. How come you have separate fingers? The more my time, what's the reason? Elaim, if you ask me, Mishun, the Machalkon, how come they're separated? Like, not one big finger. It's five separate fingers. That's not a kasha. Everyone has its own purpose. The Amamar, Zuzeris, the first finger, Zukemitza, the middle one, Zuama, Zuetzpa, Zugoidol. There's halachas by Kahanim.
There's halachas, like Rashi says, the Tzorche Gavoya, each one, and Rashi says, the Zeres, that's Minaktana, that's the pinky. Moidudin Zeres Shachoshin. That's how you start measuring off the Zeres of the measurement of the Choshin. Then Zukemitza, Rashi says, Mietzpa Sheitz Laktana, from the next finger next to the pinky, is Maschilun Likmoit. You start to make the Kemitza by a Mincha. Chayfe Sholoshet Spoyas Apas Yodo, you put your three fingers over your palms. Mea Kemitza Vyom of Yetzpa. You use those three. Now Zu Omma, that's the middle of the big finger. Rashi's Magdoila, Moidudin Amas Binyan Vyamas Kalim. You measure the Amma by Binyan and by Kalim. The next one is Uetzpot, your finger, Lamat and Dom, that's when they spritz the blood on the Mizbech. Shochat is the Chsib by Betzpot. Then you have the thumbs, the Goydol, Laboyen Yad, the Aaron of the Mitzvah. So the kids, so all five fingers are needed. So what's your question, why you have five fingers for? So Mora says, the question is then, Elamatam Mishupas Kisaitis. How come it's like pointy, like pegs? The Teretz is Shem Yishma Dem Dovah Shein Hogun. If somebody hears something not nice, like Lashon Hara, is Yuniach Etz Boisav Biyoznov. He should put his fingers inside his ears. And the Torah of the Rabbi Shmuel, Mifnei Ma Oizen Kula Kosh. How come the whole ear is a little bit hard? The Yaal Yaraka and the bottom part, the thick part of the meat there, that's like soft. Why is the bottom part of your ear soft? Shem Yishma Dem Dovah Shein Hogun. If somebody hears like Lashon Hara something not nice, is Yichayv Al Yelatechem. You should put this part of your ear inside your ear, like to stop that you won't hear it. And Tana Rabbanan, Al Yishma Adam Liyoznov Dvorim Batalim. You should not let Dvorim Batalim go inside your ears. Why? Mifnei Shein Nichvois Tchilul Yevorim. Like the first part of your body to be burnt is the ears. Right? So since it's the bottom there, it's soft, that's the first part to be burnt. It's like, don't do chatoyim with your ears, because that's the easiest, the first part to be burnt. Now, that what we spoke about before, it's mashmah from the Gemara before, that it's also to make the chasna on Mitzoy Shabbos, because as a gzeirah, maybe you'll shech the knife on Shabbos, but the shalu is, l'maisa l'alocha, we'll see later in Dav Zayin, that we passed in Hilchos, the maskana of the Gemara there was, that muta livo b'tchilu b'Shabbos. Later we pass, and you are allowed to make the chasna on Friday, and have the first bia like Friday night. So Tosis speaks out there, Hu Adin, V'loi Chashin and Shem Yishchot Benoif. And so he says, V'ho Samchin Elamevat Suda B'Shabbos. So Lamai said, there is the Heta, the minute is you are allowed to make your chasna Moitzoi Shabbos. So Lamai said, Maskana Segomor, we'll see later, we'll talk and not Cheshish, that you come to Shecht on Shabbos. Therefore Lamai said, it is Mutter to make the Chupa the chasna on Moitzoi Shabbos. And the Mechaber brings down Yesh material like this, and that's the minig that we hold it is muta to make the chasna on Mitzvah Shabbos. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding daf hey yamid beis near the top. Morris says again, Iboilu, you have a shaila like this. We ask the question, Ma'o livo betchilo b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to have your first beer with your wife on Friday night on Shabbos? So Rashi speaks out, even though we learned already in the Braisa before that it was also, see that the question is, we did not know that Braisa. Or else we're asking the Shaila, what's the Halacha? La Halacha, is it mutter or not? So Gemara says, what's the Shaila? Da mifkat pokid oy chibure mechbar. In other words, the Shaila is the first time you live with your wife, if she's a psula, so usually you break the psulim then, and you cause blood to come out. So the Shaila is that also midiraisa or not? One side is the blood over there by the psulim is called mifkat pocket. Mifkat pocket, Rashi explains, it's like blood just stored up there, like it's in a glass. Like it's blood stored up, and when you cut there, the blood just comes out, you're just opening up the door and letting the blood come out. Then there would not be an issa chabura. Oy chaburi mechbar, the other shaila is no. The blood over there is not considered like just stored up blood, but it's considered regular blood that's dissolved in the body, in the meat, and when you cut the meat, that causes the blood to be drawn out from the meat. That's the yis of chabura. Now, b'chlal, the yis of chabura on Shabbos, Tosis talks out, that's the yis of on yitzias neshama. Like when you kill somebody, that's the avera of yitzias neshama. The Tosis speaks out, every time you let blood come out of the body, since the klal is hadam hua nefesh, the blood is considered the nefesh, so when you let blood out, that's also called like yitzias of the nefesh. So that's the yis of chabura. So shalu is usually chabur is you cut the skin and you make blood come out. That's called you causing the blood to draw out from the skin, from the meat. That's maybe over here also it's the same way. The other side is no, maybe this dam by the psulim is only called nifkat pocket. Tomorrow says like this. V'yim tim tzalei madam nifkat pocket. So one side is say it's muta to have the beer Friday night, because the blood is not considered like blood of a regular chabura, but the blood is mifkat pocket, just stored up there, and when you cut the skin, they're just opening up to let the blood come out. So that's why it should be also to do on Shabbos. So more so like this. V'im tim tzalei madam mifkat pocket, ledam hu tzarech v'shori, is the purpose that you're making the bia is just to see the blood come out. In other words, you want to see that she's a psula, therefore be mutter. Oidulna may be lepesach hu tzarech. The reason why you're doing this is to make a Pesach, to make a good opening there. In other words, like the next time you go in, you don't want to have to again break the psulim. You want the place, the makom, to be a little open, wider. So with the first bia you have, you're mechavel to make a Pesach. And Rashi says, Varehu kebinyin v'yosa. If you make a Pesach, an opening there, it's considered like a binyin, like you're building, even in the body, it's also considered binyin. So maybe that's the tzad issa here. And that would be yosser. As if your kavana during the first bia is to make the makom wider, that's called making a pesach, an opening, that would also be yosser midiraisa. Tzmor says, now, if you want to tell me, ledam hu tzorech, no, his main purpose is just to see the blood, ledam hu tzorech, and u pesach memela kasya, and the opening, the pesach you're making there, comes by itself. In other words, it's called Einem Mischavin. You did not have intentions for that. So the question is, Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, d'yom adobah she'enem mischavin mutter? Do we paskin like Rabbi Shimon's klal of dobah she'enem mischavin is mutter? That means even though you're doing the actual Avera, but since that's not your intentions, like over here, your intentions is not to make the Pesach, but to make the blood come out, so therefore it would be mutter. Mur says, Oi, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda sheet all over. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda says, Dover Shane Miskavin Osir, that a thing, even though you don't have intentions for it, but since Lamaisa you're doing it, it's Osir. So, Mel over here also, it should be Osir then to make the first Bia on Friday night, because Lamaisa, when you go into your wife the first time, you're widening it there, you're making it a Pesach. Then Mora said, even more than that, V'yim Tim Tzalei Malacha Rabbi Yehuda, even if you want to say, the loch is like Rabbi Yehuda, that a dover sheni maskavin is mutter, is awesome, but maybe mekalkulu etzla pesach. Maybe over here there's still another reason to say that it's mutter. In other words, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe there's a tzad, maybe there's a way out to say it's mutter. And that is to consider this pesach, even though you're widening the mokum over there, the place over there, but still called the kilkul. In other words, you're ruining more than you're gaining. What are you ruining? So Rashi says the kilkul is that a lady is more choshev when she's a psula than when she's a bula. Before you had the bia, she was a psula. Now with this bia, it makes her into a bula. So maybe that's called a kilkul. Or in Misakin waits la pesach. The other tzaddik Gemara says is no, even though there's maybe tzad kilkul, but still the tikkun you're doing is bigger than this kilkul, so bichlal, this pesach you're making is called like a tikkun in the body, therefore according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe you would be chayiv. So according to this first way to learn is again that the dam we're going now is mifkat pocket. The dam is only stored up there, so really there's no issa chabura. So the only time to say it's also to have the first beer Friday night is because it's making a Pesach. Even though that's not your intentions. So the time to say it's also is that you hold like your Yehudi Shita, that a Dover Shein and Meskavit is also, and you also have to hold over here, it's not called the Kilkul, but it's called the Tikkun. What you're doing, the gain, is more than the loss. So that's the time to say it's also. And the Gemara says, Ika the army, some say like this, this is the Shaila you have to ask. Like this side is, even if you hold the first side, that the blood here is really called blood that's dissolved in the body. And therefore, when you cut the psulim, when you cut that skin, the blood that comes out really should be in yourself, chabura. You're like cutting the skin, that's what's causing the blood to draw out. So Mela, one svari is ladam hu tzarech v'yosar. When you make your first bia, you want the dam, you want the blood to come out. You want that chabura. And therefore, you must chaven for it, and it should be yosar. And again, Tosfos says, what do you mean you want the blood? Either Tosfos says you want the blood to come out now, and nor that next time you don't want the blood to be there, and you don't want every time to get dirty from blood. Or else Tosfos says you want the blood to come out, because Poshid, you want to see, you want to make sure your wife is the psula. She didn't live with a man before this. So therefore you want the dam to come out. So if this dam is called Mechaburi Mechbar, then the Chur, we should say that Yechayiv. Mora says, no, still, Oiduma maybe, Lanois Atzmu Tzarech. No, he doesn't think about the blood. That's not what he wants now. Lanois Atzmu Tzarech, he's enjoying himself. He's doing a B'yath Mitzvah, and he doesn't have intentions about letting the blood come out. For sure, then it should be Mutter. Because even on its side, this dam is called Dam Chabura, maybe it's called Einim Eskavit. Maybe its intentions is not to have the blood come out, but just to make the first Bia, just to do the Mitzvah. Even if you want to tell me true, he's only doing it for his own enjoyment. Like to do the first bia, the bias mitzvah, vidam and melakasi, and the blood comes out by itself. So it's considered like an enem miskavin. You don't have intentions for it. But then again, the shaila is halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda shita that even though you enem miskavin, still it's osur, and then it would be osur to make the first bia Friday night, or halacha k'Rabbi Shimon? Or else maybe no, the loch is like a b'shimin shita. They say, ain't a miskaven is muta. Now, v'yim tim tzleim alochak Rabbi Yehuda, even if you want to tell me the loch is like a Yehuda, so therefore you want to say it should be yosa. Because the mice the first time you go into your wife, you're making a chabura there, the blood is coming out. And even though you're not miskaven, that's not your kavona, still we say, chayev akrant Rabbi Yehuda. No, still maybe there's a tzat to say your potter. Why? Mekalkel bechabura, oy misaken bechaburhu. Is this called the kilkel? Again, you're ruining her? Because like Rashi says, the shame be'ula is worse than the besula. The other side is no, maybe it's called a tikkun. We don't consider that a kilkel, the fact she became a bula now. Fakhet, the other svar is, maybe you still be misaken her. Now she's a kli, she's roy to have children, she's roy for pru revu. So maybe it's not called a kilkel, but it's called a tikkun, and then you would be chayiv. And even if you want to tell me maybe really it's called a kilkel, it's called more of a loss than a gain, so you want to say it's mutter, no, still we can clear the shalom. But mekalkel halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda or halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. By this malacha,